Okay. I think I understand what you're saying, but the examples that you're giving, the language that you're using...
You may change that.
Is a little... we may change it.
You may change the language.
Yeah. It's just that in the post, when we use your language in quotations, if we change it, then it's not really your language. So... I have the feeling that readers appreciate hearing the quotations of the council. And Cynthia, as you're probably aware, is a little frustrated that the language will sound odd to many readers. It doesn't sound natural. As she might like, but this has less to do with the naturalness of it, and I'm referring to the example that you gave where if the person wants the first job and they don't get it, and then they get another job and they're happy with that job, or if the person wants to be with one person and they're not, and then they're with another person and they're happy. And so you say the happiness isn't, in these examples, you're saying the happiness isn't with the person, it's within, but the way that you tell these examples, it's easy to get the impression that the happiness came from the second job and not the first job, and the happiness came from the second.
It is the belief you have that this particular new person or new job is making you happy.
All right, and then there's the situation comes to mind that I imagine many readers would be familiar with, is you want the first job or you want to be with the first person, and you don't have the first job and you're not with the first person, but you get the second job and you're happy with the second job, and you get the second person, and you're happy with the second person. But when you think about having the first job, maybe you think you'd be even happier having the first job than having the second job. And maybe you'd feel, when you think about being with the first person, you feel or you imagine that you would be even happier if you were with the first person than the second person, even though you're experiencing happiness with the second choice in each one of these. And I'm curious if you have...
Again, you are focusing your happiness on something that is outside of you. And as we get what we desire, then there is more. There is another desire. So, and this is good. This is all for expansion. So if you are happy in the second job and still believe you would be happier on the first, we would ask you to be in the moment, so to speak, and appreciate what you do have. And you can still desire and focus attention on the first job, but again, we would like to point out that you are focusing on something outside of yourself.
Maybe we can talk for a few minutes about this concept of inside and outside, because it's not, I think it can be a confusing subject for many people. Because in a certain respect, it's easy to think of everything that's outside of your skin is outside of yourself. And so a lot of people might think, well, is the council saying that I can't focusing my attention on anything and looking to anything for love or appreciation or satisfaction or happiness or joy that's outside of my own skin will not bring me that love and that joy and that happiness.